Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Blair scores. Aparicio moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Palmer moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfary for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 2 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Adair reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Tigers. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Adair scores. It's Tigers, 4, Orioles, 4. Larry Sherry now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood pinch runs for Norm Cash. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Kurt Bulfari. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 4 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. George Thomas pinch hits for John Sullivan. Harvey Haddix now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 5 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown pinch hits for Don Demeter. Dick Hall now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. George Thomas now playing center field. Bill Roman now playing first base. Bill Freehan now catching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson pinch hits for Dick Hall. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blair is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Blair moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.